Welcome back to Ferris State basketball coverage. Final score from University Center Michigan at O'Neill Arena. It was the Saginaw Valley State Cardinals defeating the Ferris State Bulldogs by a score of 68-66. The Bulldogs had a lead late in the ball game, but Saginaw Valley able to make some crucial plays down the stretch to pull out the two-point victory. The Cardinals move into a tie for second place in the GLIAC North Division standings with Ferris State as Saginaw Valley improves to 15-9 on the year and 12-7 in the GLIAC. The Bulldogs drop to 14-10 on the season and 12-7 in conference play. The Bulldogs led by Justin Keenan, the junior forward, with a game-high 28 points and 12 rebounds in a double-double effort. Ferris State also received 14 points from senior guard Austin Randall, along with 9 points by sophomore Dante Molden, 5 points for Lou Williams, 4 points for John Yazel, 4 points for Matt DeHart, and 2 points for Darian Gay as the Bulldogs fall in the contest. Ferris State shooting only 34% from the floor. The Bulldogs turned it over 13 times, as did the Cardinals. However, the Cardinals shot 42% from the floor. They were 7 of 22 beyond the arc, compared to only 2 of 21 for Ferris State at 9% for the ballgame. Ferris 22 of 29 from the free throw line, while the Cardinals were 13 of 26. The Bulldogs did own a 46-39 rebounding edge with 18 offensive boards, including 7 from Justin Keenan. However, Saginaw Valley State had 4 players reach double-figure scoring, led by Avery Stevenson with 23 points. Chris Webb added 14 points. Dan Genther had 12 points. And Keith and Jackson had 10 points. The Ferris State Bulldogs will be back on the road on Saturday, traveling to Lake Superior State University in what will be a 3 o'clock tip-off time from Bud Cooper Gymnasium in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Again, the final score was Saginaw Valley State 68, Ferris State 66 in Great Lakes Conference men's basketball action.